Freestyle Friday.
There's nobody left in the playoffs other than Joker Django giving to him like
shit.
There's nobody left in the playoffs.
Did you? Boy, look here. Boy, yeah, like 80 up 50. Boy, look here. Boy, you funny. Boy, look here.
That's all right. I know.
I'm telling y'all, y'all playing. welcome to Distraction Network. It's your boy Holiday. Ha ha! You're watching Freestyle Friday. Hey man, so how about them Lakers? I know it sounds like I might be saying this out of something. And I might not know what I'm talking about because right now the Lakers are 5-4 as of November the 10th. But the Lakers are 8th in the West. And here's some things that I would like to discuss. Because, again, I'm not a Laker fan. I'm a LeBron fan. This is a team that he's on. He's been shitting on the last few years. For his legacy and blah, 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 blah. But he has also shown he's the best player to ever have done it. If you are looking through regular glasses, and if you ain't looking at somebody else as being your hero and watching them fall down. Like I said, after the past few days, like, nobody really got anything to say to me. how about this, though? So, the Lakers, even though they have the same team they had at the end of last year, with the same injuries for the most part, they started out on a win streak and are now 5-4 in the first 9 games of the season. They're doing this with a brand new coaching staff. And last year, what I looked at for the first 10 games, I said, so, because of the new coaching staff, with them having a good team, it will take 10 games to start hitting a stride. Because the coach has to know what he actually has against teams. When the real pressure is on, who's going to be able to step up? How can he best get LeBron assisted throughout the season? And it seems like he has some of the formula down. Here's what I like so far that I'm seeing this season. Everything's not running through LeBron, as long as AD is out there. When AD is not out there and LeBron is out there, even though things are running through him, he's not the only person that runs the offense. He could split it off between him and Austin, him and D'Lo. LeBron could sit down, D'Lo and Austin could roll. But another thing that I've seen so far is that J.J. Redick has enough respect from everyone else to where if he suggests a coaching change, it looks like he actually has those conversations with those guys. Sits down, let them know why, and then makes those changes. And I say that because some people, just because they start, don't mean they are starters, right? If you're going to make D'Angelo Russell a starter on the team, it doesn't mean that he's actually a starter on the team. I mean, he might have been starting everywhere that he goes, but it doesn't mean that on this team at this time, he's a starter. It's politics into it, but it's also per team ability, team needs. If you're going to have AD, who is defense and offense, you're going to have at power forward, Rui or LeBron. For your forwards, we're just gonna say for your forwards. For your forwards, you're gonna have Rui and LeBron. You got defense, and then offense, because LeBron ain't playing that much defense. He's playing team defense, and he plays individual defense very well late in games. You're gonna have an offensive only player in D'Lo, and a offensive strong person in Austin Reeves. Your backcourt has no defense, and you need defense in there. So basically, they have everything figured out until you get to the guards, and it was like that all the way last year. They just never could find the right combination of people in there. And it seems like for right now, JJ has a plan. And JJ's plan is to get some defense in that lineup. So he had to unstart one of the starters. And that's because that's what the team needed. And he was able to convey that enough to not have a negative reaction so far. We're only 9 games into the season, but that's what I'm liking. The 10th game of the season is probably in the next day or so. Once that 10th game goes through, I'm going to actually like look down at what the Lakers are doing. And then I'll sit around and actually try to predict what we're going to do at the end of the year. I've been looking at these other teams. First of all, the East better be glad LeBron's gone. Second of all, other than the Cavs, I don't see anybody in the West. Even though the records are so different, I don't see a big difference in who can come out the West right now. Right now in the West, you have why are you trying to show me East? Show me West. The Suns killing it. Thunder killing it. Warriors killing it. And then you have Tim's, Nuggets, Grizzlies. And then you have the LA teams, the Rockets and the Mavs. So it's looking kind of like it did last year, except the Suns are eating ass, like in a positive way. So I think when I watch the games, coaching aside from the Lakers, I don't think it's going to be I don't see. So 1 through 8 could be any one of those teams could be 1 through 4. That's what I think. Clippers and Lakers, I think they can get up to the 4 spot, 3 spot. And that's just saying, like, I think they are playing very similar in those levels. Now, Jokic is out here eating ass in a good way. But it's looking nice out there, man. But those West teams, anybody could pull it off in the West. And I just think that maybe a couple of moves, and then a little bit of better coaching. I mean, they're getting better coaching in compared to last year. And the Lakers are going to shoot up top. I also remember, like, Bronny was in this bitch for a while. So they had to get Bronny out that bitch a little bit. Now Bronny's gone. The team's going to concentrate on the team. And it's going to be pretty good. I think this year the Lakers could probably end up in 5th or 4th, but I still have to go look after their next game and see, and then give a better evaluation. But for right now, I think everybody's looking close to the same. But that's all I can say about that. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. You will not find me on X or Twitter, whatever y'all want to call it. I do not support bigots and racist. So I won't be on there. I haven't been on there for a couple of years anyway, but I just want to start saying that shit out loud. So hopefully it encourage other people to stop putting money in people's pocket just because you feel like you can't work without them. I'm focused on he bought something the whole world was using. You could just as easily leave that shit alone. They stop making my kind. Until next time, take care. Be safe.